I don't know about you, but a lot of people seem to be, and these are adults, complaining about things like Crohn's disease and irritable bowel and that sort of stuff, and say, oh gosh, it must be the food we're eating, or it must be what's wrong with our gut. That's become very fashionable at the moment. But you might be surprised to hear that a lot of children are, well, living with these illnesses. And we're going to talk to Seamus Hussey, who's a paediatric gastroenterology consultant in the Children's Hospital in Crumlin, about the reason for the rates and what research he's doing actually to get behind the reason. Seamus, good morning to you.
Hi there, Ken, good morning.
Good morning to you. So what are these illnesses or diseases, or what's the correct term, first of all, but what are they?
So inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, it really is an umbrella term for a number of conditions that include Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. It's actually not IBS, and it's commonly mixed up, and unfortunately they sound very similar. IBS is a separate entity entirely. And these are really conditions that result from significant inflammation, swelling, engorgement of the lining of the gut, anywhere between your mouth and your bottom, essentially.
And is it brought on by anything of our lifestyle, or do you inherit this?
Yes, you know, good question. And in fact, we can't individualize an explanation for any patient, be it adult or child, as to why they have developed inflammatory bowel disease. However, when you look at everybody across the world who has this condition, we know there's a combination of essentially three main things. Firstly, the genes that we inherit from our ancestors, the environment where we live, both where we live in the world and also, perhaps most especially, in the environment of the intestinal tract in each of us, and our immune system. And when this, you know, unfortunate cocktail of risk factors collide, they result in our immune systems not working as efficiently as they should, and that leads to the manifestations of the Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis as it affects patients.
We seem to be hearing more about it. Is this because it is a bit embarrassing to talk about, and people are less embarrassed,
sure.
But is there actually an increase?
Absolutely, and I suppose for those of us who research and look after patients, we would feel that we don't hear enough about it. And a lot of patients, and indeed the support groups, both the Irish Society for Crohn's and Colitis and Gutsy Kids, which is the support group for children, feel that we don't hear enough. And I guess it really does come down to the nature of the symptoms. So people don't want to hear, often in the media or indeed in family conversations, about symptoms to do with the toilet, bathroom, abdominal pain, poor weight gain, and so forth. And of course, there are many, many different causes of each individual one of those symptoms. But what we have seen in Ireland, particularly since the year 2000, is a massive and sustained increase in the number of new patients year on year. To put it in context, we're probably diagnosing somewhere between 2 and 3 times more new cases now in patients under the age of 16 than we were 12 or 13 years ago. Wow. And currently we're diagnosing more than 100 new patients year on year, whereas perhaps around the year 2000, 2001, we were diagnosing maybe 30, 35 new patients under the age of 16. So this isn't just a blip in the statistics. This is a real, genuine rise. Our statistics for adult incidents aren't quite as robust, simply because there are so many centres around the country who care for adult patients with inflammatory bowel disease, whereas in Ireland, all of the care for patients with IBD is concentrated in Our Lady's in Crumlin and Tallaght Children's Hospital.
Right. Well, Seamus, you're at Crumlin, but you're also linked to the National Children's Research Centre. So what sort of
That's
work
right.
are you doing there?
Well, the National Children's Research Centre, I guess, has been the driver of paediatric research in Ireland for many years now. And one of the great things, I guess, when people are asked to donate and you hear about research, and it sometimes seems quite removed. And what we have done has really been the fruit of the perfect collaboration between research scientists who are based in the lab, by the doctors, nurses, and medical team based here in the hospital, which are adjacent to each other on the same site, and of course the participation of patients and their parents. And Through funding from the Research Centre and collaboration with Trinity College and other funding agencies, we've looked at one of the subtypes of inflammatory bowel disease called ulcerative colitis as it affects children. And really, this has been the condition that has risen perhaps most significantly in the last 10 or 15 years. And as a result of this collaboration, what we have identified for the first time is a novel protein that was previously known to be involved in a skin condition called psoriasis, or a particular type of psoriasis. And what we have shown for the first time is that this protein seems to be elevated in children with ulcerative colitis, as opposed to the other type of inflammatory bowel disease called Crohn's disease.
Right, okay. Is there any simple solution? Is there going to be a magic pill or something?
Yeah, God, wouldn't that be great? I mean, unfortunately, no. And I think it's important for patients, parents, and their families to bear in mind that this, while it's a major advance in the understanding of what causes this condition, there's a lot more work that's going to be required that follows from this research. However, what our study has opened the gateway for is to explore a mechanism of blocking this protein that essentially is probably driving a lot of the inflammation, and certainly in this group of patients with ulcerative colitis. And again, this is really important for people to see that this is research happening in Ireland as a result of essentially the contributions and donations to the public over the last several years. And, you know, if we can push this forward for patients, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could eventually lead to a new treatment that would offer them hope? But no, there isn't one magic bullet, unfortunately.
Right. And I suppose just to finish, just in case people are wondering if they've got this or not, how do they know?
So the most important thing for people is that if you or your child indeed has a number of symptoms that aren't making sense, and you can't just put them down to a tummy bug, you need to go to your family doctor first and foremost. And as I said earlier, there are a number of symptoms individually which have many explanations, but symptoms that last for a few days are not going to be inflammatory bowel disease. Symptoms that persist for days and weeks and indeed months on end, you need to bring your child, if you're under 16, to the family doctor. And we ask that clinicians refer them to us at the National Centre for Paediatric Gastroenterology here in Crumlin for appropriate investigation and workup. Because unfortunately, even in this day and age, many children under the age of 16 are still being referred into adult centres, and of course it's not appropriate at all by any international standard that younger children should be cared for outside of a children-centred environment. And of course this is where the expertise for the country is, and we ask people first and foremost, go to the GP. Sometimes they need blood tests or stool tests to make sure there aren't particular bugs, but beyond that, the investigations are essentially our hospital based.
Right. Colonoscopy for a 6-year-old? Or?
Yeah. I mean, we would diagnose inflammatory bowel disease really from infancy up, although it's obviously much rarer. And we need to do endoscopies, absolutely. And of course, that's one of the pressure points for us in the clinical service at the moment, is trying to get these patients into endoscopy as promptly and efficiently as possible. And of course, doesn't happen always ideally, and that's unfortunately the state of the health service. But that's probably a story for another day, you know.
Okay, Seamus, thanks for your time and best of luck with your research and work. Good to talk to you.
You're very good. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Seamus Hussey there, and Seamus is a paediatric gastroenterology consultant, and he's investigating all those nasty things where the tummy just doesn't get better, and it could be down to IBD or Crohn's disease.